list, you know, some guys were down at Jordan Norwood, Cody Latimer.
Some hamstrings on a couple of receivers. Let's see, Jordan and Kyle Williams, Cody. So we just pulled them out. Let's see, who else? Walker. Walker's got a sore quad, so we pulled him out. TJ is not here today, and it is voluntary, so you know that. But we pulled some guys out. We got some nicks going on, and we're going to go straight through this week. So pulled some guys out. So we're very short at practice at wide receiver and defensive line, but made it through.
Some drops today.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, we didn't practice good today. You know, we're kind of sloppy. We're down some people, and we did get going. Practice better at the end of practice, but you know, got to push through. It wasn't our best day, that's for sure.
We got our last crack with you now. So I'm curious, you said originally you hoped to know your five up front.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to line up just like we are right now. Okay. And definitely go to camp. And but I don't think there's anything, you know, etched in stone. I mean, it's going to be very competitive. I mean, the biggest thing at tackle, it's really hard because you're trying to settle, tie down, those things. But, yet somebody's going to be a swing player too. So, you know, they're still moving around. And, you know, I think we're very competitive all the way across the front. You know, Lewis is the one guy who's been a steady guy in what he's done. I think really after that we're going to be very competitive all the way across.
Let me phrase it this way. Would you, if you ended up with Lewis and a bunch of young guys, that was the best?
I'm going to feel good about our five, whoever they are, because, I mean, we're going to play the guys that earned a spot in our best five. But we're going to be young. If I told you the lineup today or if I tell you in August, I mean, that's a fact. But I think one of the good things is we've had a lot of work, a lot of reps with the group. And one of the good things about if you are young and you make it work, then you got a chance to be good for a long time. So, you know, I feel like we've got some good young players, and it's our job to get them going. And if we can hit it right, this could be a group that could stay together and play together for a long time.
But ideally, you want only two kickers on your roster, but any problems with going with three? Does it look like you might have to go with three?
I don't know. I mean, I think our approach is that we want to go with two. I mean, that's I think you'd love to have that roster spot somewhere else. I think sometimes things happen to you during the season where you have to do things differently, and I think that's what happened here last year. So, you know, we'll see how it works out, you know, see if we're going to go to camp with all of them. I don't know. You know, something we're going to work through this week. We let them kick competitively today. Somebody told me they missed a few. My back was to them, so I don't know. I'll go back and look. But obviously it wasn't good enough today, but we'll see. But we're going to try to put them in some competitive environments this week.
I thought you were just shunning them.
No. I hear through the grapevine what happened. I heard it wasn't good.
Out there. You don't need a grapevine to hear that.
Peyton looked pretty good today.
I think he's throwing the ball really well. Yeah, and, you know, obviously we got in some 2 minutes today and struggled one period, and he took him right down the next period. But I think he's getting real comfortable with what we're doing. And then there's times we're turning him loose with what he's done, and obviously that's an easy comfort zone for him. So. He's been steady in what he's doing, and he's had to work with some really young players, especially if you look at receiver today, the six guys that were working, you know, other than Emmanuel's, a bunch of guys that haven't played much football, you know, Caldwell a little bit. So that makes it tough on a quarterback, but I think that makes everybody better in the long haul.
Where do you sit with the running back situation, Coach?
We're right where we're at. I think it's going to, you know, obviously CJ's, you know, in a lot of ways his spot to hang on to. I think that DeMonte's had a great off season. I think Ronnie's had a really good off season. I think they're it's very competitive. You never know about backs until you put the pads on. I think CJ has worked extremely hard, and coming off of last year, he deserves that opportunity, and I think he's getting ready for that opportunity, but he knows he's being pushed very hard.
So TJ Ward was spotted at game five yesterday.
So that's where he was?
That's where he was, and not spotted out here. Okay. Any issues there?
No, he wasn't here. No, it's voluntary, like I said. Mm-hmm. So.
What about CJ? When you watch him, I know, again, without pads, you're not watching him with pads, but what about him stands out? Because he doesn't.
Well, I just go back to the same thing. I think in this league, as coaches, you look for guys you think can be three-down players. And when you have two-down players, I mean, that's fine, but it's just very difficult in the game standpoint. And and getting them the ball and calling the game when you're not out there all the time. And he has a knack for protection. He's very bright in protection. And so he's a guy that's not going to leave the field as much as he can stand, you know, and that's what the great ones do. So that gives them an excellent chance.